Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's a price to pay for leadership.
Right.
You got to lead. You got to lead. You got to lead. And it's because he wound up following her. She starts blaming him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She starts blaming him. It's like, wait a second.
Right. Yeah.
This is your idea.
And then
they go, I hope I'm not messing you up here, but then they go, the person goes, what? Yeah. And if it's their corner, they go, you listen to me?
Yeah.
It's like, you're thinking, is this when Moses beat the rock? Is this when he beat the rock? Is this the moment, you know?
Right.
But yeah. You got to lead at the risk of losing those you're called to lead, because they will only be safe if you follow God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then she says, you know, Abram and Sarah, the big deal here is that they took their eyes off of the Lord and put it on themselves. You know, she said, perhaps I will build a house. I will build a family through her. And the thing is that you're not going to build anything that started in the heart of God. God's going to build what he wants. And if you build something, trust me, it ain't going to be God. It's going to be something out of your head, Tower of Babel. You know, that was something that came out of their head, not out of the plan of God, out of the heart of God. And the truth is that it wasn't about Sarah. It wasn't about Abraham. It wasn't even about the people of Israel, right? The promise. It was all about what God wanted to do. It was all about God. And it's, you know, I'm reminded about in Hebrews, it says through faith and patience, we inherit the promise. And the truth is that we got to get our eyes off of ourselves and listen, God, what are you saying to us in this hour? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? When do you want me to do it? All of those are so important, because if you think that it's about you and if you think that it's about you trying to bring this thing to pass, I'm going to tell you, you're going to crash and burn.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the words of Jesus in Matthew 10. You know, where he's finding out, who do we love? Because he says this in Matthew 10:32. He says, whoever acknowledges me before men, which means I'm going to do what he says despite what men say, I will acknowledge him before the Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, which means following somebody other than God in the context of that, I will disown him before the Father. Do not suppose that I've come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be a member of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Well, he's not saying hating on people. He's just saying, with God, obedience is love. So yeah. If we obey man over God, when Abram obeyed Sarai over obeying God, that became a whole issue. When we do that, by the way, we're actually birthing a future struggle that you may not ever get rid of.
No.
It may be we're still living with that struggle today. Mm-hmm. God says, I'm going to make a great nation out of the wrong advice. Right? He blessed Ishmael. John, you're just talking to us about how important it is to remember how God spoke to us through who he spoke to us. And it was just, it's an awesome thing. Keep on. Let us know, man. This is so important.
Well, it's important that we just keep our eyes on God. When God's the one that says something to us, that we don't internalize it and make it about us. We don't take our eyes off of God and put them on us. If God's said it, then he's going to do it. He's going to provide. He's going to lead us. He's going to guide us. And we only live to do what he wants us to do anyway. So he says, go. If he says, go there, do this. We do this. But he does it. He does it. He empowers us to do it. We don't do it ourselves. And what Sarah got all messed up on, and Abraham, is that they took their eyes off of God. God was the one who told Abraham, listen, I'm going to make you and your descendants as numerous as the sands in the seashore and as numerous as the stars in the sky. God said, I'm going to do that. And they took that call, that vision, and took it upon themselves. And the truth is that all these three components have to work. It's God's plan. It's God's way, and it's in God's timing. When you have all three of those together, then God, you know, his blessing, success is there. But when we step outside of God, when we start doing our own thing, let me tell you something. Look at Ishmael. Ishmael today, we're still dealing with those consequences. We're still dealing with what happened because they stepped outside of what God said. And if you're called to lead, you got to lead. You know, Abraham didn't lead. He did not lead in that particular case. And let me tell you, there was grace and mercy for Abraham. I mean, the promise still came and God still used him.
It's his bosom that will be welcomed and the father of faith. He actually is the tip of the spear of a man who believed God and obeyed God. Those things together was a complete work of faith. He's the father of that.
Father of faith.
And it's his blessings that we receive, the blessings of Abraham, because he did. Which is isn't that encouraging, though, because I mean, he was human on his journey.
Yeah.
But he repented and was willing to even lay down the promise.
Through faith and patience. Through faith and patience, we'll inherit the promise.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.